Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There was a man named Tissy. He did a smelly pissy.
Horrible, man. Horrible.
Oh, it's actually turning my stomach a little bit.
Grim. It is grim.
Just kill me. Just kill me. They wrapped chickens to wings. It's unreal.
Hello, and welcome to Weird Tales in the Unexplainable. Thank you for downloading. It's lovely to have you with us. My name's Beef, and I'll be hosting this episode as you're listening to it. And co-hosts, as always, say hello, Mr. Bob Shoy.
Hello, Mr. Bob Shoy.
Say hello, Mr. Adam Tears.
Hello.
Awesome, you boys all right?
I really want to put an echo on Tiss's hello. It sounded like it needed an echo.
Hello.
We're okay.
In the edit.
Yeah, good. Really good.
We always ask that question, but we've been talking for about 10 minutes already.
Yeah.
So I will say, everyone at my training group really appreciated their shout out on the last episode.
Good. Well, glad. Please keep listening.
I can't believe they haven't listened to the old ones first.
Have you listened to some of the old ones, though?
No.
Man, the sound quality is whack.
Yeah, it's night and day.
It's just different.
And I even went back and improved some of those early ones, and there's only so much you can do.
Well, like the Star Wars films, you went back on like VHS and...
I was basically George Lucas.
Yeah.
remastered version of
the remastered version.
Like the first 20 or so episodes, I went and boosted the sound levels and stuff, but they still don't sound great.
Dolby Digital.
So yeah, one of the guys I work with was listening to sort of the last half an hour in the garden after work the other day, and his wife was basically like, "Who are these idiots?"
Amazing.
Oh, lovely, great, thanks.
In a good way.
Appreciate that. And said, so, "These are my best friends. I appreciate you don't slag
this
them
is
off,
my new
please.
Favorite podcast." So
I couldn't imagine the idea of this being played. Is it out loud? Was that?
Yeah, I can't imagine it being played out loud ever by anyone.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry, I misheard that. So they were outside and it was being played outside.
Yeah, he put it on a big speaker so the neighbours could hear it.
No fucking way. That is cringe.
Ugh, that is horrible.
That's strange how I don't mind like one person listening, but multiple at the same time that maybe don't want to listen.
They can compare notes, aren't they?
I guess it's people that...
Dangerous territory.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm glad you guys are okay. I hope you're ready for tonight.
I'm ready. It's a bit later than we usually start, but I'm ready.
It is. It's, apologies for that. So Joel's got chicken pox at the minute.
Oh, lovely.
That's pretty good. It means he won't get shingles in later life, right?
Well, yeah. It's better to get it now. Get it out of the way.
I had it twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think Rachel and I could still technically get shingles, but it's quite rare.
Was it itchy?
He does, every now and then he's like, "It's itchy, Daddy." And he's like scratching his body. And you're like, "Yeah, I know, mate. Don't scratch it."
Have you got like frozen peas you can put on it? Or an ice pack?
No, you get like this lotion.
Chamomile.
Do you set like a tent up in front of the fridge like Homer and Bart? It's cool in here, boy.
Cue clip.
Homer, my hat goes off to you.
It's cool in here, boy. For the rest of the summer, we can live inside the refrigerator.
Homer, the fridge wasn't meant to be used this way. Although I must say, it's certainly refreshing.
I got the idea when I noticed the refrigerator was cold.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to get him to bed because we had to basically just cover him in cream. But we are here recording now. We're ready.
So what are we recording?
Tonight, we're going to talk about weird Middle Ages.
Whoa, okay.
Ooh.
We're really chucking some crazy ones out these last few episodes. Yeah. We've gone way into history. It's like dinosaurs, Da Vinci, the Middle Ages.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't really thought about that.
I know, I'm enjoying the historical trio.
Yeah.
I will admit, it's a little bit Game of Thrones inspired in okay. that. I was watching it earlier this week. And
so
I was
we're
like,
chasing the figures, like Game of Thrones is hot.
Yeah.
We're like 5 years too late.
Yeah, we're all of a sudden, oh yeah, dragons.
Beef, what did you think for the last episode? Yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about Star Wars or Game of Thrones. They're both contentious, and I'm going to cut all this talk.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So basically, we're recording an episode of Horrible Histories tonight.
Horrible Histories.
Pretty much, yeah. I think...
Do we go into the plague? The Dark Plague? Is that what it's called? The bubonic?
The Black Death.
Black Death. Black Death is the pirate thing.
Bubonic Plague, Black Death. Yeah. Ooh. Piracy, that was about...
We haven't done pirates yet. Pirates are kind of mysterious, right? Oh, I might do weird pirates next. Does that count?
Just turning into a historical podcast.
But pirates are fucking weird, right?
We're just doing history.
Pirates are so weird. Like, there's a lot of lore attached to it, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Victorians. I'm doing an episode about the Stuarts.
The Stuarts is the Middle Ages. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. Right, okay, so that's good. You're going to educate me because I'm really bad at history.
No, so I didn't just... Yeah, I didn't just randomly pick a, like, well, we've been looking at history recently, so let's look at another time period. But when you look into the Middle Ages, there's tons of really strange, weird stuff that they believed. The way they lived is weird. The way they practiced medicine is weird. All the mythology surrounding it, the Black Death, there's so much in this time period. There's just tons of stuff which I find to be really interesting. And it's kind of different to other time periods because you sort of, if you look at the way they practice medicine, for example, although before, obviously, their knowledge of medicine was so limited, this is where medicine just started to shift and they started to understand more about it. But because of that, they experimented more and they tried weird shit because they just thought, well...
When I went to London with Nikki Druce from Macabre London, we went to an old, like, medical... Basically, his assistant handing him, like, orange from the side. Yeah. It's like a magic trick. Yeah, we went to a place in London. They had loads of those weird old medical instruments and ingredients and weird shit in there. It was pretty eye-opening and stomach-churning.
The thing is, though, with the whole medicine thing, like, let's say in 100 years there's a cure for cancer, they're going to look back on us today and be like, oh, these weirdos, they didn't even know how to cure cancer. Like, I can't believe the things they were trying.
Yeah, yeah.
So it feels a bit weird to look back and go, oh, I can't believe the stuff they tried to heal the sick and to cure diseases. But it just feels like it was a time period where they just tried anything because they were just starting to pick up... they just started to pick things up.
What,
and it was
what year stretch is this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I was just about to tell you. Year stretch. A stretchy year of...
Beef, could you just give us the year stretch of this period?
The year
you just crunch those years for me, Beef.
You just riff through the year stretch for me. So, I'm so glad you asked. This takes me really neatly into this part. So, the year stretch is...
we're just going to go with
12th,
that, I think.
The 12th to the 15th century.
Okay. That
so that's why it covers.
That's a long time.
Doesn't illuminate.
It is a long
me.
Time.
What? What
it's a really long
like
time.
1600s, you say? 16th century, right? That's
yeah. 16th. Yeah, 12th to the 15th. So that. So I think the Stuarts were before the Tudors, weren't they?
James Stuart, is that right?
Yeah, Daniel Stuart.
Jimmy Stuart.
Yeah, that's all within the same time period. But I'm just going to go through a few interesting facts about medieval times and the way people lived to begin with. So in the Middle Ages, people were divided into groups based on what skills they had. So in terms of it, you know, it wasn't so much a case of like there being separate classes. They were just divided up depending on what they were good at. So we often think that Middle Ages, you were divided. It was rich and poor. That is kind of right, but it was more depending on what you could do, what you could offer to society. And medieval writers divided society into three groups. So they had those who fight. So you had all the knights and all the soldiers, etc., and all the sirs. Those who pray. So loads of clergy and vicars and priests, nuns, monks, and then those who work. So you'd have like butchers, bakers, candlestick makers,
tinker, tailor, soldier, spy,
fishermen, tradesmen, etc., etc.
So there's prayers, fighters, and workers.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, try to picture if you can like a bustling medieval town. Just have people crammed in everywhere. The streets are really narrow.
Do you want me to put a soundscape underneath this bit where you describe it?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. Do a bit of 5-minute folklore on it.
Sounds good. So lots of hustle and bustle, really narrow streets.
Oh, yeah, it's really atmospheric.
Yeah.
You hear it going on all around me.
For example, have you been to York?
Yeah, it's not far from me.
It's not. It's
about 45 minutes from me.
Exactly. It was just like York. If you go to those really tiny back streets, it's pretty much so it was loads of noise. There was town crier walking through, church bells ringing, traders calling out, shouting out what they were selling, etc. And then at dusk you'd have a bell ringing for curfew, where everyone was supposed to shut up shop, shut up everything they were doing for the day, get in the house. And then like a watch would patrol around the streets looking for thieves and apprentices. So this is where I'm thinking of like Skyrim and...
Thieves Guild.
Yeah, the Thieves
Guild. That's exactly what I thought of before you even said Skyrim.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to quickly look at what people did for fun in Tudor England, because there are some things which are just... Well, they're obviously all completely different to the sort of stuff we would do now, but it's just... Some of it is mental. So people would go to public executions. It was like massive entertainment.
I do find that weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Could you...
I don't want to watch someone die if I've got the choice.
That was normalised though back then. Like,
yeah,
you didn't have cinemas and shit. So you... slim pickings.
I suppose, yeah, I might go to a cinema and see people die in a film.
Do you think that there was a lot of people who objected to that? Or do you think it was like people who just either watched it or didn't?
Like you said, it was normalised.
Yeah.
But imagine that being normal.
Mm.
That's weird that that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not something I can imagine enjoying.
Yeah, but like you say, it was only the wealthy that could go to the theatre or go see, like, just go see something going on. This next one is mental. I can't imagine this ever. Join in with a football match.
Play football.
That's
kick
amazing.
Football around.
To me, that's like your like get hold of this Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Didn't even have a glass of water. Yeah, they like watching people die. Equally, they also played football.
Yeah, whichever one takes your fancy. Oh, I've seen enough people die this week. I might just go kick a ball around, play headers and volleys. If you didn't want to play football, you could play a game called Cudgels, C-U-D-G-E-L, Cudgels, or Shin Hacks.
Shin Hacks sounds so painful.
You're not wrong. So it's two simple games for two players. So to play cudgels, two people would stand opposite each other, right, each holding... This is where it goes wrong.
Right. Straight away then.
Yeah. Each holding a heavy stick.
Right.
They then take it in turns to hit each other. And the person left standing wins.
That's ridiculous.
That sounds fun. We should do that. If we ever have a Weird Tales meetup, we'll have a big old tournament of cudgels.
Yeah, play cudgels. Shin hacks is mental again. Two people again, standing opposite each other in their biggest, heaviest boots. I bet you can't guess what they're going to do with those big, heavy boots.
We're going to kick each other in the shins by any chance.
Fuck's sake.
Right. Yeah.
We live in a great time right now. You think
when
about that shit.
When you hit yourself in the shin, how painful is it?
Leg kicks are just horrible, man. Horrible. Someone kicks you in the leg, yeah. That is worse than death. That is worse than death. It's kicks in the leg and being hit with a remote control. Those two things universally hurt. No, remote controls
are... When did you get hit with a remote control?
If someone throws it at you.
Not your brother or your dad or whatever. Someone chucks it at you. It happens.
No one in my family's ever thrown a remote control at me.
Well, you obviously haven't angered someone in front of the telly.
I'm the guy with the remote control, though. I always have it at my side. So.
And you've never used it?
I've never used it. Yeah. I choose not to use my powers for evil.
You're such a pacifist. You should be the Prime Minister. You'd be great with nukes.
Yeah, exactly.
They are
I've
weapons.
Got it, but I'm not going to use it. So yeah, shin hacks, that sounds good.
So that was shin hacks. If you didn't fancy that...
I don't.
Then you could go watch The Strolling Players, which is just a group of actors that would tour from village to village and act out well-known stories or plays. So they would be a group of plays that you would be familiar with. So it'd be like a rerun of Friends.
Right.
They have bards as well. Is that the same thing or is it different? Bards.
Yeah,
go bards, around singing songs and stories.
They would sing about other famous people, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
There was a man named Tissy. He did a smelly pissy.
That's so childish.
So close to home.
I might even cut it. It's that stupid. So I might stupid. Cut that.
Can you put some music in the background of it? Like,
what I'm going to do with that is either cut it or open the episode with it.
The latter.
You have to send me that the file. Latter. I'm definitely going to remix that.
Oh, man.
So, one final thing that people would do in Tudor times for fun is bet on blood sports. So,
oh, that's nice. Like shins or shin hacks.
A game of shin hacks has got out of hand.
So what sort of blood sports were they?
Bears and bulls, just get them to fight each other.
What about
other
like
and...
gladiators? Was it after, like, not gladiators, but like...
We didn't have gladiatorial combat in England though, did we? That was in like
no, but like...
That, this was way back.
Jousting
yeah,
and swords.
It was Greece and Italy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about jousting and swords and shit? You know, like swords... tournaments.
That was, I think, that was mainly for wealthy people.
Yeah,
because you would have your knights.
Yeah,
would
yeah.
Do it, and it would be.
But the common people would flock.
Yeah, from village to village, playing shin hacks and cods.
Over the river from me, literally like 2 weeks ago, there was a jousting tournament.
Really?
Yeah, and I could hear it
mad.
Going on.
Fuck off! In the modern day, there's jousting.
Yeah, because I live opposite the Royal Armouries Museum in Leeds. So they have, at Easter, they had the, jousting tournament. Like, horses charging each other.
Well, they all come alive at the summer solstice. Start charging each other.
We've come a long way, baby.
Obviously not with jousting.
Yeah. We've still got cockfighting, haven't we?
Well.
That still exists.
Do we? We shouldn't.
We shouldn't, but it does exist. It does still happen.
I couldn't tell you anywhere it happens, though.
No, I mean, I've not ever seen it happen. But the one difference is that they would... So the chickens, they would be It says, I mean, forced to attack each other. I don't know how you force a chicken to fight.
This that makes me feel so queasy.
But they would have, they would sharpen their beaks and then attach metal blades to the end of their beaks. So they're just nutters.
That medieval sounds people. Awful. Just... The idea of two chickens with their beaks sharpened and metal blades attached to themselves running at each other is something I don't want to see.
No.
Thing is, if people die a lot and it's very normal to die, then maybe death isn't thought of as such a sacred thing. Whereas for us, it's like...
But it's still normal to die.
Yeah, but it's...
It's not normal to die, did you say?
It's normal to die still.
Oh, yeah, it is normal to die. But I guess we live in such a...
We are distanced from it nowadays, though.
Yeah.
If someone dies, you get the someone around to sort it out. You don't sit in the living room with the corpse.
No.
And your lifespan was much shorter as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think, so if you go to the beginning of the 12th century, I think life expectancy was like 30, mid-30s.
Oh man, we're like there. We're knocking on death's door.
Imagine that.
Sweet release.
And then it gradually got, you know, better and better. So I guess, yeah, you're probably right, Tia. So I guess they're so used to death, it was just the normal part of life. And
yeah.
Later on, we'll come on to Black Death and some other stuff as well. So it's just common. One final thing, actually, before I move on to the next section. Tis, I thought you would like this in particular.
Okay.
This is just, I read this and I just pissed myself. In laughter, not like I couldn't control myself. So in November, every single year, the poor in the town would elect a Lord of Misrule. So basically a village idiot who would wear a paper crown on his head and get up to mischief. So the Lord of Misrule was also called the Abbot of Misrule, a King of Misrule.
Did he get paid?
No. No.
Why is he doing it then?
He must have got free drinks.
By the way, mate, you're an idiot now. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't get to eat then.
He must have got free drinks and stuff.
Thrown at him.
Because idiots were like, what are they called? Like court jesters, like fools. Like, right?
Fools, yeah.
So they would be respected in a kind of non-respection, respective way.
Well, to a degree, it wasn't actually a bad job to have. So they were given this role and part of their expectation was to manage all the Christmas festivities held... in all the courts and in houses of all the noblemen and in law schools and colleges and universities. So they had, it was quite a big role. If you were in a big city, like if you were in Cambridge and you were the Lord of Misrule,
yeah,
it was potentially quite a nice job. But also, it also meant that you could pretty much just be a dick and get away with stuff because you were the Lord of Misrule.
Basically, you get to be Homer Simpson. For a little while.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Bart Simpson philosophy. Just, if it feels good, do it.
What's that? Gaddafi's law?
Yeah. Yeah. But during their reign, which lasted anywhere between 12 days and 3 months, so it would go right into
three
the new year.
3 months?
3 months. Yeah, they were responsible for arranging, like I say, Christmas entertainment, plays, processions, and then feasts.
I wouldn't trust an idiot to arrange my Christmas entertainment.
No. Especially when the poor in the town just picked whoever, like the biggest div amongst them, would just get picked for it. Yeah, so there we go. So there was just a little bit of social history for you there. I thought it was quite interesting anyway.
Would you like to be a village idiotess?
No, I don't think so. Too much pressure. I think when I was younger, I could have handled it. Now, I'm a bit tired.
Too much responsibility.
I like idiocy in small bursts, and yeah, I just can't. I can't deal with full-on idiocy.
I keep thinking of the episode where Homer becomes the town crier. Yeah. On Jebediah Springfield's festival. And Flanders gets it, but he like usurps him.
Yeah.
You saw diddly yuck, Flanders! Gimme that! Hear ye, hear ye! Ye old town crier proclaimed crappy by all!
So we're now going to move on to, at the beginning of the episode, I started talking a little bit about medicine through time and the way medicine changed and the way they carried medical practice out, the kind of stuff they would do. And then within that, I'll talk a little bit about the Black Death.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I've just got a little video.
Medicine through time.
The medieval period. The medieval period was famous for disgusting disease, strange superstitions, and of course, massive beards. This was a time of crafty clergymen and wicked witch doctors chipping in with bonkers ideas. But to understand this crazy period, we need to go back even further. Meet Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine and the owner of a fabulous beard. Unlike other doctors of the time who prayed to the gods for help, he believed in careful observation and bodily treatments. Hippocrates thought that to treat people effectively, we must first try to understand how the human body worked. He invented the theory of the four humours, which hypothesized that the body contained four substances: black bile, yellow bile, blood, and phlegm. He said that if any of the four humours were out of balance, you'd become ill. To bring them back into balance, he suggested purging, or even bleeding, which, aside from achieving nothing, was quite frankly gross and rather messy. But some of Hippocrates' less bonkers ideas have stood the test of time and are still used today, nearly 2,500 years later. Like the Hippocratic Oath, which says doctors must do their patients no harm, or at least not intentionally. So he was more than just a pretty beard after all. Let's give him a jolly loud round of applause. Yes, well done. Another influential physician, was Claudius Galen. Galen lived in Rome and made many major breakthroughs in anatomy, which is basically the study of the inner workings of the body, and also involves lots of cutting up animals like pigs, apes, and even some humans. Yuck. Galen's influence and discoveries, such as that arteries carry blood, remained hugely influential and unchallenged for almost 15 centuries after his death. So he must have been heading in the right direction. Fast forward a few hundred years and things got dark. Not literally, but things were dark and a bit depressing generally. The Roman Empire split in two. War broke out across the whole of Europe. Death and destruction was rife. And people were suffering. They needed hope from a higher place. And so, a supernatural approach to medicine reared its head once again.
Oh.
I'm with you, Hippocrates. The muddled madness of the supernatural Dark Ages soon gave way to the Middle Ages. But medicine didn't get much better. By now, the church held a tight grip over medical ideas and preached that sickness was divine punishment for sin. The church did allow dissection, but the results would have to support the old ideas of Galen. Galen's theory suited the church's notion of there being only one God, who created humans and their body parts for a purpose. Doctors' treatments were still based on Hippocrates' four humours, and with most people not being able to afford them anyway, they turned instead to apothecaries, monks and wise men who had about as much medical knowledge as one of Galen's apes. It really was monkey business. Things were bad. People were sick, getting sicker, or just plain dead. Even the monarchy didn't want to get involved because they thought public health was beneath them. So people continued to be treated by untrained surgeons who, if you were lucky, may have picked up a few tips on the battlefield, or who, if you were unlucky, may have simply got bored of cutting hair.
I asked for a short back inside.
Enter
the Black Death.
One of the biggest pandemics in history, it wiped out 40% of Britain's population. Thanks to overcrowding, poor living conditions, and terrible public health, the Black Death spread rapidly and was near impossible to control. The disease caused violent fever, oozing sores, and swollen armpits. Ooh, nice. At the time, no one had a clue what caused it. Most people believed it was a curse from God and started praying like mad. Some doctors advised not to overeat or overdrink. Others recommended simply chanting spells or lighting candles to ward off evil spirits. Some people even used shaved chickens to try and cure themselves. And you can just imagine how effective rubbing raw chicken into an open gaping wound was, can't you? So we finished these 450 medieval years almost where we started. Galen's influence still overshadowed medical thought. People believed superstitions and prayer could cure all. Medicine was strangled by the overreaching arms of the church. Barbers were moonlighting as surgeons. Doctors were flying the flag for Hippocrates. Chickens were getting a raw deal. Raw! Sorry. And so progress was as fast as one of Galen's mutilated pigs running the 100 metres. I think you get the picture.
There we go.
Wow.
Amazing.
Got a few notes from that.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What were your notes?
Basically, it's a miracle that everyone didn't die and the humans are still even here.
I know. Yeah, it's insane. I want to... that chicken thing. Bobby, I saw you...
Yeah, rubbing raw chicken on a wound is... But like you say, it seems obvious to us now. It's hard to ever put myself in a mindset where I think, oh yeah, that could work. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. But they, so Rachel told me all about the chicken thing over dinner. We weren't eating chicken. So what they did is they would, instead of, so strangely enough, they didn't want to cause the chicken any distress. So they didn't pluck the feathers out, which would obviously cause pain, but they shaved the feathers off of a live chicken.
Humiliation, much worse.
I know. And then strap them to the buboes, which were the like disgusting palsy blister pussy disgusting bulbous sacs.
They wrapped chickens to wounds. It's unreal.
They would just strap them with like pieces of material, just because they thought that the disease would then transfer to the chicken.
That was the trial and error era.
And then they eat the chicken.
Just like, let's try this.
Yeah.
I mean, they hadn't. It was worth a shot, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
They didn't know it wouldn't work.
No, and this is the thing: is it's easy for us to laugh now, but imagine if you had absolutely no idea, like nothing.
I mean, their armpits are swelling up.
Yeah,
that's going to make you panic.
Imagine going back there now with what you know now.
You'd be a god.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't think you would. I think you'd probably be burnt at the stake.
They'd think you were crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, definitely me.
They'd be like, listen to this idiot. He says that rubbing raw chicken on our swollen pits is stupid.
He says the world is round.
He might as well be the fucking village idiot, or whatever it's called. The Lord of Mayhem.
Yeah.
The Lord of Misrule.
That's it.
Yeah. You got some swelling on your armpit. Rub a live chicken on it and... we'll be fine.
Don't pluck it though, shave it.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Mate, do it right.
Yeah.
Tis, I saw you were pretty shocked at the percentage of the Black Death.
Black Death, 40% of the population. That's like Thanos levels, man.
Yeah, nearly.
Near enough.
Yeah, 40%. So it was something like, I'm sure this is true. I'm Rachel might correct me, but I'm pretty sure she said 30 million people across Europe died of Black Death.
It's a lot. Mad.
What was it caused by?
Rats.
Yeah, but what? Just rats. Just rats just rose up and
rats
disease.
Rats carried the disease and...
But what did the disease come from originally?
Filth. Like, rats and filth.
It's just just general garbage.
Because Holland was really badly affected by it as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much every country in Western Europe was pretty decimated by it.
I went to the Amsterdam dungeons.
Oh, yeah.
And that a lot of that was about the rats and the Black Death and how it affected like the ports, obviously, in the Netherlands.
But they just had no idea, because in their minds they were like, well, the rats have always been around, so why would it be the rats? Doesn't make any sense.
Is that the plague doctor times as well?
Yeah.
With the big beak masks.
Yeah, I've got interesting facts about the plague mask. Are you going to talk about that, or shall I delve in?
I'm not. You can delve in.
Okay, so the plague doctor masks, you know the massive snout they've got?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is for?
Didn't they put some smelling stuff in it?
Yeah, they put incense in. Their theory was if you can't smell the disease, it can't get into your body.
Mm.
So by jamming it with nice smelling things, the disease air could not get in.
Okay, I knew they shoved incense and shit in it, but I didn't know why. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
that was their science at the time.
That is correct.
Stick some Nag Champer in there. Off the market.
But they would also, so they thought that, yeah, they thought that the cause of Black Death was just horrible smell. So doctors advised people to just go and sit in the sewers for a bit.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. With all your gaping wounds. Go and sit in some filth. That'll help.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting there just thinking, like, am I stupid? And then dying, never know.
And then dying of stupidity.
Yeah.
So,
carry on, Beef.
No, what are you going to say?
One, there were some pretty grisly sound effects that were enjoyable during that.
Yeah.
But more importantly, the four humours.
Yes.
Were interesting. That is something that I think I left a little bit of it in. Talking back to that Macabre London episode I did. But yeah. I was actually talking to Nikki a lot about that day because she knows her stuff about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
She was the person who introduced me to that concept of the four humours. So it's interesting to hear it come up again. And it's black bile, yellow bile,
blood and phlegm.
Disgusting.
Yeah, gross.
The worst cocktail I can think of.
And it sounds absolutely minging, yeah.
But that's where the leeches and stuff came from, isn't it? They want the blood out.
Yes.
If it's blood, if they can, it's one of those things is wrong with you. So if they determine it's the blood, get out the leeches, they'll get that out.
Yeah, exactly. So this is why I find fascinating, and this is what is so weird about this time period. They just generally had no idea. And it seems like, okay, so you don't have a clue, so you may as well try a few things. But it seems like they weren't even being careful. It was like, yeah, just go and sit in some diarrhea in a sewage. It'll probably be fine. Just try it. But so I'm gonna try and get you guys to picture visiting a doctor.
Okay.
In the Middle Ages. So
I hate visiting the doctor now, so fuck me.
I know, right? It's like we can go to the doctor anytime you want and you're gonna see someone decent and but it was to go and find out what's wrong. So say for example you wake up feeling a bit ill, or right. Maybe there's like some pus coming out from an orifice. Something like that.
Right. Say no more.
Go to the doctor if you could afford to go to the doctor, because lots of people just couldn't afford to go to a doctor.
No NHS.
No. But you'd go to see a doctor if you could, and then he's gonna. This isn't too different. Ask you to do a little wee in a bottle.
Right. Okay. Some things never change.
No way.
No. Just have a wee in a bottle. It comes back to
just have a wee in a bottle.
Then the doctor would examine it three times. Don't know why three times.
Just to be sure.
Once when it was fresh.
It's for sight, smell and taste, isn't it?
Taste it, drink it.
No. No, what did he do?
The first time when it was fresh.
Right.
Again when it'd cooled down. I don't know how hot people's piss was. Like a fresh morning.
Stale piss on the side of the room. I stink in there.
Oh.
And finally, when it was completely cold. And I'm afraid your doctor would probably taste it.
Really? I was joking.
No, just to see if it was sweet or sour or bitter. Or if it had like a bit of a head on it.
Can't he feed it to his assistant and tell him what they think?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rank.
And if the doctor lifted that up to his charts and still couldn't really fathom what was wrong, you'd have to do a poo on a tray.
Oh, how humiliating.
Wow.
And then he would pretty much do the same thing again.
Not taste it.
Yeah, a bit.
Like shaving off a bit of meatloaf.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Gross.
Sorry if anyone's eating while they're listening to this. Normally, when we start talking about poo, we've gone off topic.
Yeah. No, not this time. Not this time. But just imagine, right, this is what the wealthy people, or the people that could afford a doctor, would get. So imagine, this is what the good This is what was offered to you if you could get good medical care. As you could go see a doctor, and this is what he would get you to do. But this is why so many people would just go see some herbalist, or like you would hear word of someone in the town that would be able to give you some herbal remedy, and this is where people would rub, like...
That's what Tess likes, eh?
So I'm talking about herbal remedy, mate.
Herbal remedy.
Yeah. Yeah, hard drugs, yeah. Or people will go to churches and pray because they're just like, I can't afford to go to a doctor. And maybe they didn't really want a pill on a tray.
No. It's not worth it.
No. So, yeah. Or they would just go to like a carnival. Lots of people would go to a fair or a carnival and they would have like a little stall there. Not a poo stall, like a stall. At a fate. And
a little stall for their stall. A stall of stalls.
I've left my stall at the carnival.
And you could pick something up from the carnival. So you pick up something which...
Someone else's stall.
But imagine, like... I just can't imagine living in a time where medical knowledge was so poor. Like, so, so poor that they... Yeah, I just can't, I don't know, can't imagine it.
I don't want to imagine it. It sounds awful.
For the sake of the episode, I'm going to imagine it.
What's it like, Tiss?
Gross.
I mean, should we put Tiss in a time machine? Tiss, just step into this machine for me. Yeah, comfortable?
Yeah.
All right, now, just, here we go. Just going to close that. Now, he's going back. I've set the date to sometime in the Middle Ages, Beef. And we're going to get Tiss to call him from the time phone now. Tiss, what's it like back there?
This is reminiscent of that episode, past life regression.
And what's the state of the area there? What's the smells?
It smells fucking horrible.
Thanks. Coming to us live from the Middle Ages, Tiss. Right, Beef, carry on.
Right, so now I'm going to look a little bit more into certain treatments that doctors would give once they figured out what was wrong with you. I'm just going to look into the treatments they offered. So quite a common one, particularly if it was something and you were describing a pain inside your body, they would basically like let your body purge itself of blood. So they would just not stab you, but give you a little cut, let the blood come out, to see if they could gauge like how healthy you were inside. I haven't been able to find anything that would tell me what they would do with that information once they knew what colour your blood was, but they would
look at it.
Yeah.
They'd probably fucking taste it again.
Yeah, but this is all comes down to the four humours, doesn't it? What's inside of you and the bile. But I've just taken some things which are mostly still common problems that we get today.
I've just eaten a really big bowl of like creamy, yellow, coconutty dal. And you're talking of yellow bile is really like...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Making me like not digest it nicely.
No.
Oh, sorry, I'm just going to bring Tiss back before we carry on. Tiss, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Cool.
So, just a few other treatments to go through for common problems. So, for a toothache, and these are genuine medical treatments.
Okay.
For a toothache, take a whole corn of pepper and chew on it.
See, when I cook with whole peppercorns, which I do often, I always get kind of pissed off when I accidentally bite down on the peppercorn in the middle of my meal. It ruins the next bit.
Yeah, it's awful.
So, yeah, that's not nice.
Not great. For swollen eyes, I don't know what swollen eye... Is that like pink eye? I don't know.
Maybe.
Swollen eyes.
Yeah.
What would you do with swollen eyes, Beef?
For swollen eyes, take a live crab.
Of course. Not how I was expecting it to start.
Take a live crab, poke out its eyes, and put it back in the water.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
How is that helping you?
Because, obviously...
It's like my eyes hurt, so you're going to take it out on someone else's right? eyes.
I'm not finished. Stick the crab's eyes onto your neck, and you will be well.
Oh! It just looks like you got a couple of horrible moles.
Why on your... I don't understand. Why on your neck? If your eyes are hurting. Why wouldn't you rub the crab's eyes on your eyes?
You got to go crabbing.
Yeah.
With your impaired vision.
Well, that's so horrible. And then that poor crab's going to have a really horrific slow death.
Oh, that's bad.
Lovely. For wheezing and shortness of breath. Wheezing and shortness of breath. So if you've got asthma, Killer fox.
Okay. Right. That's not going to happen.
Take out its liver and lungs.
No.
Chop them up, mix it with wine, and then drink it.
Nah.
Oh, sorry, wait a minute. I forgot the last little bit. Chop it up, mix it with wine, drink it out of a church bell.
Wow. I've changed my tune, actually, boys. I'm up for that.
No, it's the tune of the ringing church bell.
This one's like the... If I was any of these ones, I wouldn't mind doing this next one. Right, if you're bitten by a snake, I didn't read that bit. Smear earwax on the bite. Earwax. Right. I read wax.
That's a lot of earwax to get hold of to smear on a bite.
Then ask the priest to say a prayer for you. Doesn't say what kind of prayer. It could be praying anything. If you accidentally drink an insect in the water, how often did these things happen? And how would you... I suppose it'd have to be a big insect.
Yeah, because I probably drink exact insects in my drink all the time.
I'm afraid this is another animal thing. If you accidentally drink an insect, find a sheep, cut into it, and drink the blood while it's still hot.
Oh,
Jesus.
If you take long gulps, all will be well.
How are you not gagging if you're taking long gulps of hot blood?
What was that for again?
Just drinking an insect.
Oh, fucking hell, man. That's over the top. You drink an insect and you have to kill a sheep and drink
its insides. Drinking the blood is way worse than drinking the insect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Killing the sheep is way worse than both.
Like, I've swallowed a fly before.
Yeah.
You know, when you're out on a bicycle or something, you're going really fast. I've swallowed a fly. You go, oh, God. I didn't think, right, where's the nearest sheep?
Yeah. Sounds like the rules of a mad, murderous psychopath.
Yeah, it was mental. There's just one more.
It was mental. It was a time. It was a mental time, guys, that summer.
There's one more. Okay. For warts.
Right.
Hold a live toad next to the skin. Next to, not even on the skin, just next to the skin.
Right. All of these things are relying on me being around these animals, which I'm never around. I don't think I've ever actually seen a toad in real life in the UK.
I saw one yesterday.
I've definitely seen a toad.
Actually, I'm lying. I saw one like 2 weeks ago. But when I saw it, I was amazed because I was like, wow, I've never seen a toad in England. I always see frogs.
Yeah. Mr. Toad, what? I can't.
And Mr. Toad. And soon... your skin will soften and the warts will disappear. I mean...
it doesn't, though, does it?
I don't know how successful these were, to be honest.
If I was to pick the wartiest of all animals, a toad is amongst them. If anything, it would commune with the wart and help it grow.
Yeah, it would.
So disrespectful to any toads listening, I'm so sorry.
They've got it all wrong. Do you think they left all this evidence to be like, I bet the people in the future are going to think we're well stupid?
Maybe. Yeah, it was a joke book and someone
troll.
Found it.
Because if people found our memes, they'd think we're totally nuts.
Yeah.
I think memes are nuts now.
Crying Michael Jackson. No, Michael Johnson. No. What is his name? Michael Jordan, sorry. Michael Jordan.
Should we talk a little bit about Black Death?
Yeah, let's get off Michael Jackson.
Let's talk a little bit about Black Death.
The bubonic plague.
Yeah.
What's a bubon?
Well, the bubos right. were the
lumps,
bulby sack of
ugh.
Shite.
Wish I never asked.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you did ask, so. I'm just gonna get this video ready. I've just got a little video.
Okay.
If
it's of a bubo, I don't want to see it.
No, well, fortunately, you're not going
one of them
to see
horrible
it,
videos so. You get that come up on your Facebook where it's like lancing a giant boil.
No, it's a BBC bite-sized one, so it's going to be quite, you know, it's going to be all right.
Biting on a bubo.
So I'm just gonna get this ready. Sorry.
Honking for bobo.
Bobo. And this yes, this video will just tell us a little bit of the history of Black Death, where it came from, how it spread, where it spread to, etc.
Do you know what honking on bobo is, by the way?
What?
You know, I just said honking on bobo.
Isn't yeah. Bobo a clown?
Honking on Bobo is the name of an Aerosmith album. I don't know what it means.
Oh, my days.
Honking on Bobo. The front cover of it is just a picture of a, what's it called? The, a mouth organ. It's... A harmonica. It's just a picture of a harmonica, and it says honking on Bobo.
I'll bet it's just a... I bet it's just a drug reference.
It's definitely a drug reference.
Okay.
Honking on anything.
I've just...
on, that name just comes into my head every now and then.
Honking on Bobo.
Honking on Bobo.
I swear Bobo's a clown.
Yeah, you honk him up. You honk on Bobo.
Uh-huh. Like on his nose.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. It's not anything to do with drugs, Tiss.
Wow.
Right.
I've got this video ready now. So this okay. is just... A little bit of history of the Black Death.
Okay.
Bubonic plague.
There was a time when diseases had good names, strong names, names you could understand. This is the story of one such disease, the Black Death. It was a disease which lived in fleas that lived on black rats. It's thought to have started in China in 1330 and spread to Europe through trade. People didn't always help themselves. In fact, some actually helped the disease to spread. For example, one army flung dead plague victims at a town they were attacking. In 1348, the Black Death hit Dorset. Traders continued to spread the disease through England, Wales, Ireland and Scotland. Medieval towns didn't have rubbish collections every Friday morning, and their best waste water systems were open sewers. So they were probably pretty dirty. Dirtier than the dirtiest thing you can imagine. They stank, and the fleas and rats flourished in them. Medieval doctors had no idea what caused the Black Death. Some believed it was down to bad smells or a terrible punishment from God. And there was no end of attempted cures, from the bizarre to the downright ridiculous. I give you, make your house smell nice with herbs, or sit in a sewer for a bit. Unsurprisingly, some thought these cures were a bit silly and had the much more realistic idea that 10-year-old treacle, cooked onions or arsenic would be the solution. But guess what? None of these cures worked. And in the end, the Black Death wiped out about half the population, and it didn't end there, returning to England on many occasions. Unsurprisingly, the Black Death had a huge effect on the country. Many people were a bit miffed and blamed the church. The poor began to resent the rich. The Black Death may have helped to destroy the feudal system.
Right, there we go. So, a little bit about the Black Death.
Sitting in the sewer.
Yeah, sitting in the sewer. I just don't...
Why not?
Yeah, give it a go. If you're in that much pain, I'd try anything, I think. Well, maybe not that, but...
Sounds awful, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just...
Your body's just like rotting away around you. Ugh.
Horrific. But it was, I mean, if you're going to have an epidemic, it was like the perfect storm. You know, doctors were shocking, couldn't help. And it was just like, imagine like, particularly in like a really hot summer, imagine living that close to each other in that, like on top of each other, and there's like shit floating down the street and like pap everywhere.
The worst summer.
Just, it'd be awful, wouldn't it? You wouldn't want to live it. Imagine living in London or something like that. It'd be dreadful. Yeah. Just absolutely disgusting. As it said, came across from into Dorset. and across from China through trade. So obviously the rats would have come in on the ships, and before you know it, it's all over Europe.
So did it come into Weymouth?
I don't know.
Might have. I just remember because I would say I have a lot of family that live in Weymouth. Shout out to anyone in Weymouth. And there was a thing there called the Time Walk. It's an old thing that I used to go on when I was a kid. It doesn't exist anymore. But when you went around the Time Walk, it was like the history of Weymouth told through this cat's like nine lives. And there was a bit where he talks about the bubonic plague coming in.
Oh, okay.
And it just that, you talking about that, him just mentioning, you mentioning Dorset, really like rang a bell with that for me. So,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'd imagine so. I think it was, if it's half of the country that died, I'd imagine it was in pretty much every built-up area in the country. But I just want to go over some of these causes, what they believe the causes were at the time. One that really interested me, I thought, well, that's weird, and a little bit out there, was around the time where the epidemic was at its very worst. Astrologers had noticed that the planets had aligned, which only happens once every, like, I don't know. It's quite rare, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that that had something to do with it, that apparently the belief was that it released extraordinary amounts of, like, foreign gases into the atmosphere, and that made people sick.
Okay.
People
I bet they
religious.
Thought that was a really high-tech idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at the time, they must have been like, oh, yeah, that's probably right.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely to do with the alignment of the planets.
Not because we're fucking disgusting pigs who live in our own shit.
Some people also believed it was a punishment from God, which was said in the... Yeah. And then the bad smell, like Tis
said earlier.
Well,
that's a classic, isn't it? Anytime there's like a bad plague or illness going around, God did it.
Yeah. Which is why you would end up having people out in the streets whipping themselves to try and get rid of it, because they felt like if they punished themselves,
right. That
God would stop punishing them for...
Self-flagellation.
That's it, flagellation. Yeah, well done. You get a point for the word.
Thank you.
People
that,
also...
that language degree is really paying off.
Yeah.
I got an imaginary point on my podcast.
Well done.
It's a shroot buck.
But this is a few things here that people would do to try and get rid of it. Apart from going to a doctor, people would obviously have other things, other ideas. People would chase away cats and dogs from all the towns because they believed that they were the ones that carried the disease. So they weren't far away. It was rats, but they thought it was the cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
People who could afford them would eat crushed emeralds because they believed that emeralds held
For
healing
fuck's
powers.
Sake.
I know. It's mental, isn't it? And also eating arsenic, which...
What's arsenic?
Arsenic's a poison, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A poison?
Yeah, it's like a toxic chemical. It's like a...
But why would they just eat... What else does it do? It can't just be a poison, right? Otherwise you just not drink it or eat it, right?
Well...
Tissy, I'll tell you the Google definition of arsenic. Yeah.
Okay.
Arsenic is a chemical element with the symbol AS and atomic number 33. Arsenic occurs in many minerals, usually in combination with sulfur and metals, but also as a pure elemental crystal. Metalloid, various allotropes, but only the gray. Da, da, da. That's more like the technical. How does it affect the human body? It's found in low levels are found in soil, water, and air, and exposure to high levels of arsenic are associated with higher rates of skin cancer, bladder cancer, lung cancer, as well as heart disease. There we go.
Jesus.
So it's not good for you, but you know,
no. Better
than Black Death, I guess.
Well, it definitely wouldn't get rid of the plague, I should think. But this next one is horrific.
There is arsenic that occurs naturally in foods such as fruits, vegetables, grains, and fish. Basically, my entire diet.
Oh.
I'm going to die of arsenic poisoning.
But it's probably probably like a healthy amount of arsenic.
Well, yeah, not munching on it. Like,
no. Mmm, yummy arsenic. Yeah, flagellation we've looked at. This next one's mental. So there was a belief that if they killed all the Jews in the town, that would get rid of it, because there was a belief that the Jewish people were poisoning the water in the wells.
Isn't it crazy throughout history? It's always like at one point or another, there's always one person who's like, probably the Jews.
Yep.
Yeah. Literally, yes. Through history.
Bonkers. Absolutely bonkers.
It's, it's been pretty horrific persecution of Jewish people since biblical times, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
What were they called before Judaism? It was like the group of people that got cast out of...
The Israelites.
Israelites, that was it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But even before the Israelites, right? There was some... Before Moses and the Egyptians, it was like the something. I remember I was reading that little book of history.
Right.
And, no, wait. Little book of religion, sorry.
Right.
And it was like the religious history, and it started with that. Like, the first religion was like early Judaism.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go, it goes back to before the Israelites. So yeah, they've had a hard time, the Jews, unfortunately.
But they didn't cause the bubonic plague.
No, let's make that clear. And
I'm obvious. Happy to come down on the stance that it wasn't them.
No, I don't think it's got anything to do with Jewish people whatsoever. So do you guys want to hear what kind of symptoms you would feel if you had plague? If you got bubonic plague, you would be in quite a lot of abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, nice. And vomiting. Not just vomiting, but like excessive vomiting.
Classic.
Fever and getting chills. So far, not too different from like a gastric flu or something like that.
It sounds like you have had like a bad takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Extreme weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's, yeah, that's...
This sounds like food poisoning, like when I've had food poisoning.
So far, it's food poisoning. Until now, lots of bleeding.
Oh.
So they think it was due to the blood not being able to clot, that you would pretty much just bleed out of every orifice.
Oh, God.
Shock. So you go into shock because they couldn't control fevers. Your body would just go into shock. And then eventually, your skin... would turn black from gangrene.
Oh, it's actually turning my stomach a little bit.
I am sorry.
Because I'm imagining it happened to me. Because the first few symptoms I can remember like vividly, like, oh yeah, when you've like got such bad food poisoning, you're feeling like weak and shivery and shitting, sicking, everything. And then I'm thinking, imagine the next step, my skin's going black. My orifices are bleeding. Like, oh my God, I feel faint thinking about it. So scary.
God.
Yeah, it's just awful. Yeah, so the buboes are the boils that would be under their armpits. In your groin.
Oh. It's all like your tender areas, isn't it? Groin, armpits. Yeah.
Behind your ears as well. Some of them would be as big as apples or onions. So pretty big.
Fucking a couple of onions hanging off my groin. You know when you get a string of onions hanging up in like a friend's shop? That hanging between my legs.
Yeah. Oh, my life. So I don't think we need to hear any more, do we? About that, about the sort of things that would happen to you.
It just sounds awful.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific. The funny thing is, though, that some people would get all of these symptoms and then just recover.
Really?
Yeah, like not everyone died from it. It was some people, just mysteriously would just recover from it.
That is weird.
That's mental.
That the body will fight that off.
Which is why...
That's the weirdest part of all of this.
It is, isn't it?
What's the percentage chance? No, what's the odds chance of that happening? One in a million?
I don't know. But it's...
I don't know.
It's got to be slim.
But you can see now, you can see why when someone might recover, they would then say to their mate who had it, they're like, oh, I stuck a chicken on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm better now.
It worked for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I read Mystic Meg that morning.
Maybe it did work.
Yeah.
It's like when people win the lottery, they always go, well, you know what? When I thought of those numbers, I was doing some bullshit that had no relation to it. I think that was what made me win. I was wearing my lucky socks that day.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, no, you're just remembering something in hindsight.
Yeah.
That isn't what made you win the fucking lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gullible.
Yeah, exactly. Gullible. Which is
to their own stories. You believe everything you think, don't you?
Can you imagine that? You could believe anything you thought of. You could make yourself believe anything.
What would it be, did you say?
No, you just imagine that. It's like a really bad X-Men character. Can make himself believe anything he thinks of.
Well, that's just deluded people.
Yeah.
That's not a superpower.
No one else believes it.
No.
God, can you imagine being around him? Anyway, carry on, babe.
No, I think that was it on the Black Death and right. on medicine. It just sounds pretty awful. I just thought that was interesting, and that would explain why superstition was so big, and people would believe in magic and some of the crazy herbal remedies they would go into, because yeah. you know, some people recover from it, and they're just gonna...
So there were people claiming to be magicians.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been someone's trade, wouldn't it?
Great. Just a bullshitter. Get a job as a bullshitter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because
yeah.
they knew they weren't magic.
No. Exactly. I've got one more little section.
Okay.
Which probably won't take too long. If you're up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm gonna go through it. Hopefully it's not gonna be too depressing after hearing all of that. Unfortunately, this is what the Middle Ages is. A lot of it
it's just the worst time.
Grim. It is grim. There's so much of it which is horrific. Which is why I thought I need to pop in a couple of BBC bite-sized videos just to make with jaunty music, just to make it interesting. Like, not interesting, yeah. just to make it...
Somehow they make all the hacking off limbs sound like fun.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I kind of started looking at what we're about to look at. I kind of started looking at it and got a bit nostalgic because I was thinking back to our witchcraft episode.
Oh, yeah.
History of witchcraft. Because in the Middle Ages, they love to torture people.
Oh, God.
Oh, they love to torture people. So we're going to go through some torture techniques.
Tiss, you're right.
Tiss, are you ready?
Yeah.
Tiss, I listened back to that episode today to make sure I wasn't going to repeat stuff, do a classic beef, and repeat a load of stuff. And I'm not repeating anything. But Tiss, in my head, I'd had this idea that you hated it and you were like hating all the torture techniques. But you really enjoyed it last time, so I'm hoping you're going to enjoy some of these.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He didn't. The one that he really hated was the serial killers one.
Yeah,
that one upset him a lot. When we started talking about making lampshades out of human skin, he didn't like it. Like that's what he was doing.
Yeah. So we're just gonna have a look at a few. I don't think. I mean, they're all pretty grim, but it's not horrible. But I love, again, this is what I love about this time period. This sort of stuff was normal, completely normal.
Yeah. I mean, oh God, sometimes I just think about how, one, I put myself in the mindset of like, how could someone torture someone? I could not, I've never punched someone in the face. I couldn't do it. I've been in situations where I probably should have, but I can't do it.
No.
But then I also put myself in the situation, obviously, of imagine being tortured. The things they did, just imagine it. I can't even imagine it.
No, it's... I couldn't imagine doing it, and I couldn't imagine being on the end. I couldn't, like... Yeah, I just couldn't... I don't know how you could do it to someone else. Even if... I was thinking, though, what if you knew they'd done something absolutely horrific?
Oh, it's only... I can't, like, pull someone's fingernails off or something, you know?
Ugh, yeah, gross. Yeah. It's like... I couldn't even cope with that that mission on GTA 5 where Trevor, like, does loads of horrible stuff to that guy.
The one we talked about at Rev Pete Laws.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to crack through. I've found I found some of the most common ones, and they're all horrible. They're all obviously disgusting and brutal, but I just find this stuff fascinating.
Right. Brace ourselves.
Number one, just called the saw. So, I mean, there's a picture here which does all the talking, but you can't see the picture. So, let's just read it out. The victim mm-hmm. would be held upside down, allowing all the blood to rush to their head. And then
that's like torture to me already.
Yeah.
Stop. It sounds awful.
Yeah. Then the torture would slowly start slicing them between their legs.
That's There's horrific, a really, really horrible one that, again, it was on that Macabre London one, because we went to one of the dungeons. And if you say it, well, you're possibly going to say it, but it was the one that really stuck with me.
Right. Which was?
Boiling people alive.
Oh, I'm not going to say that one, but yeah, that's
just
pretty...
They just boil them.
They just boil them.
Until their skin starts falling off.
Just cook.
They just boil them.
Imagine that. You're in a big vat of water with your head poking out and they just start boiling you. Your skin starts falling off.
That's awful, isn't it?
It's awful. I couldn't stop thinking about it all day. No. I went for a coffee with her afterwards and I was just sort of like shaking.
It was like boiling coffee.
It was like when Rod and Todd Flanders watch Itchy and Scratchy for the first time.
Daddy, what's the red stuff coming out of Kitty's ears?
That's just raspberry jam.
Dad, should I poke Rod with a sharp thing like the mouse did?
No, son. No siree, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, come on then, Beef. Let's just hear some horrible stomach-churning things.
But the whole thing with torch, the whole thing that I can't... is, like, the amount of thought that goes into these things. Like, how can we make this as awful as possible? So you would... So, being sawed in half, upside down...
Horrible.
You would pretty much remain conscious all the way until they got to your middle.
That's awful.
So that's the saw. This next one is just horrible.
No.
They're all horrible. I love all these names as well. These names don't leave anything to the imagination. The breast ripper.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So these were used for women who were accused of adultery or abortion. And grab the old breast. Oh. And pull it off.
Oh, my God.
Or not even pull it off sometimes, just rip it a bit.
I feel like, honestly, I feel a bit sick.
I won't mention all of these then. This next one, I think, isn't going to cause you too much. These, just rattling through, like, Top of the Pops. In at number three.
I'll play some music in the background while you go,
Haven't we done that before?
Yes, I've done it before. I think it was on a horrible list like this as well.
Oh my God.
In at number three, the rack. We all know about the rack, don't we? With the stretching.
Stretching you out, yeah.
Which is just horrible. Next one, knee splitter.
Oh, fucking hell, these names.
Guys, you can't even see these. You can't even see.
Being kneecapped.
Well, I'm going to have to put them on the blog.
I'll send you the link, obviously. I'm going to pop it on the WhatsApp because I want you all to see it.
Fucking hell. The knee splitter.
The knee splitter. Looks like a couple of blocks of wood with like sharp teeth. It looks like a big mouth. And then just pop your knee in between it. Hey Presto.
Just kill me. Just kill me.
It sounds like a heavy metal band, knee splitter.
Yeah, Iron Maiden, which is also what we said on the History of Witchcraft. Episode 62, that one was.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
It was good. This next one is what got me thinking about Middle Ages and the link from Game of Thrones, the head crusher.
Okay.
So you pop your head in a little device and...
It just crushes it from top to bottom?
No, side to side.
Oh, they twist it, don't they? Till it tightens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Rank.
So, horrific.
Do your eyes pop out when you do that?
Yes, 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 it did happen.
That was a guess. Yes, I think they did. Actually, I'm just in now. Yes, I forgot it for officially. They do pop out.
Well, it's because I read the next bit and couldn't believe how awful. So, your eyes would pop out. And then out of your popped out eye sockets, your brain would seep out of the eye socket.
Oh, no.
It's just gross.
Adding insult to injury.
Just meat.
Because you're already dead by that point. They're just like, look at that.
Yeah. The shame you feel after you die, to be honest, is like minimalized because you're dead.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Fucking state of your corpse, though.
Just whose idea was this? I don't understand who's...
You definitely shit yourself when you die anyway, right?
Yeah, we talked about that a few episodes ago.
So humiliation is built into death no matter what. Just gross. Just letting go of all of it.
But you just like... I think... you're right, it's the humiliation, isn't it? Because I would imagine...
To be honest, when I'm going through that, the last thing I'm thinking of, how embarrassing...
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
That's the last thing I'm thinking. You're splitting my knees, right? You're splitting my knees open. I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing.
No, but I mean...
I'd shit myself pre the knee ripper, man.
Oh, yeah.
I would have no shit left for death. I would have cocked it long before.
I mean, the head crusher, I'd imagine you would die pretty quickly.
But they do it so slowly, don't they?
They do it so slowly that you go through the stages of being like brain dead, and then can I imagine it? That is
so
awful.
Embarrassing.
Well, lobotomy is commonplace.
Lobotomy.
Thinking about the different stages of brain trauma, and lobotomy is one of them. But that's...
didn't they just get like a long nail and chop it into your?
Yeah, it's like a certain region of your brain. They sever the tie between one part and the other part talking, and it. The guy who did it got a Nobel Peace Prize for it, right? He designed it, I think.
I feel so queasy.
The next one, I feel like one of you might have heard of this next one for some reason. I don't know why, though. The wheel.
The wheel.
I've heard of a wheel.
Not just the standard wheel that you would get on a car.
Best thing since sliced bread, actually. Sliced bread or the wheel, which came first? Definitely sliced bread, if I'm honest.
If
I'm lying.
If I'm being honest, it was probably sliced bread.
If I'm being a dishonest person, maybe I'll throw the wheel in there as a,
if I'm pulling
as a
your
wild
leg.
Card.
Oh, if I'm pulling your leg, I think you'll find the wheel came first.
When they say it's the best thing since sliced bread, is it like modern sliced bread or just bread sliced in any... Because I guess bread has been sliced since bread's been around in some fashion.
I don't know, it depends what you're eating.
It sounds like an Alan Partridge segment.
Yes, yeah.
You literally sound like Alan Partridge.
Oh... Right.
Yeah, the wheel.
So, the wheel. Most commonly used in Germany during the Middle Ages. The wheel was apparently the Germans' favourite form of execution.
They
could not get enough of this. They would flock in droves to go and watch someone executed by form of wheel. So the victim was tied to a wheel on the ground. Right. And wooden cross pieces were placed under each major joint, so your wrists, ankles, hips, shoulders, and knees. And then the torture would just start hammering them in. And because of how smashed in your limbs would be, they were just basically braided around the edges of the wheel, and you just sat there waiting until you died. And apparently the reason people liked watching this is because they could then keep talking to the victims while they were dying.
Oh.
So, which is delightful. Totally delightful.
That's crazy.
We've got, I'm afraid now, so, boys.
It was a game of personalities, I guess, executing the, because if you conversed with the people correctly, you'd still die, but you'd be remembered as like a good wheel contestant.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
I guess
that's maybe
so.
Maybe that's where that comes from. People on the wheel and their last words, and it was made famous. And it's like famous last words.
I bet they loved it. If you were on the wheel and you try and act like it doesn't even hurt, oh, stop tickling me. They would have been all over it. Like, oh, look at this bad bastard. Oh, have you started yet? I can hardly feel nothing. It feels like a fly just landed on my joint.
It'd be like a Monty Python sketch, right?
Well, torture is awful. These torture methods.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They're just about to get worse.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Shit. But the good news is we're on the last two, so it's fine.
Okay.
We're on the home straight now, boys.
So this is like coming in at the top of the charts.
Yeah, coming in at number whatever.
Two.
the wooden horse.
Right.
The wooden horse. This is so, the famous Troy wooden horse, maybe.
Apparently, according to historians, this is the most painful torture device used throughout all of history. According to people that have never gone through it, I'm guessing. So how do they know?
They compared them.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to make their field seem very interesting by saying it's the most.
But they were used in American colonial times as well as medieval times.
Right.
Shit.
So the horse is basically a triangular device and really sharp at the top. The victim then sits or straddles on the horse.
Oh, fuck.
Placing their full body weight on it.
Oh.
And then they would have additional weights tied to their ankles to keep them from falling off. And then you would slowly just fall down it and be sliced in half.
Right through the gooch.
Right.
Oh.
So embarrassing.
Oh, you wouldn't watch, would you? You'd close your eyes.
What, if it was you or if you were just there to watch it?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, that. I mean, that's fucking awful.
This is normal, though. This is all normal.
It's
this
not
is
stuff normal. That they would
no, it's not.
Who invented
it was
that?
Normal.
Who thought of that?
I know. And why the anus? Why is everything done to the anus? Just leave it alone.
Well, to be fair, that's the first one I've heard that's about the anus.
Well, no, maybe it's because I've just read the next one, which is also about the anus.
Fuck's
sake. Oh, spoiler alert.
Is it the pair of agony?
The pair of anguish.
We talked about it on Witchcraft.
Yeah. Is it a pair
it's
of
not that,
favorite? Oh.
It's not that, no.
I thought it was that.
No, this is called the Judas Cradle in at number one.
Sounds awful already, just the name sounds awful.
So very similar to like the wooden horse.
It sounds like a horror film.
Yeah.
It sounds like a metal band.
Yeah.
Judas Cradle.
So it's a pyramid shape again, sharpened at the top. You'd
classic.
Sit on the top, or you'd actually be lowered onto it via ropes. And as the victim was lowered, the device would slowly tear open their anus, vulva, or scrotum.
Whatever hit there first.
Just whatever got there first. And
if you're lowered, are you trying to move your body so it goes through your bum or your scrotum?
I would probably want it to go in my scrotum?
Really?
I don't know. What would you do?
Oh, I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. I'm past caring. If I'm getting lowered down there, well, what is going through your mind when you're getting lowered?
You're
not thinking, oh, not my bum. You're thinking, this is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine you'd be thinking too much, to be honest.
No.
Just you being horrific agony no matter
what. Well, I hope no one thinks I'm gay.
But then again, if you were deeply, deeply religious back then, maybe you would be worried that people would think you're gay, including God.
Maybe. Oh, man.
Anyway, they're horrible, mate.
They are horrific.
I'm right in thinking they were probably homophobic in those days, right?
Oh, yeah. The people are homophobic now. So.
Oh, no. I mean, now, of course. But I mean, like, in the Greek times, they weren't. In the Greek times, it was like...
Come one, come all.
A lot more fluidity. Well, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I've heard rumours of that place.
It was... Yeah. That's a cultural thing, though, isn't it? I think it's... But they also used homosexuality as a form of, like, older men would use it as a way of inserting
dominance
over younger men.
Well, it's like prison rules, isn't it?
So it wasn't strictly the same. It wasn't homosexuality as we would know it today.
No.
But, yeah, they didn't mind it, really. So, which is, you know, we've come a long way, probably. We're not there yet, but... Come a long way. I'm going to end it there because I feel sick.
Yeah, that's horrible. Horrible end. But end to a horrible, horrible time that I've had over the last hour and a half.
It's just a horrible end.
Illness and torture. And we started with fools.
Yeah, I know. And lots of folly at the beginning. Or maybe should have finished.
Even that was kicking each other in the fucking shin.
I know. What is wrong with them in the Middle Ages? They loved just violence. Horrific violence. But we've come to a grisly end, just like the people on the wooden horse.
Oh, love it. Very good.
Or being cradled by Judas in their anus. Or scrotum or vulva. Vulva as well.
Judas.
Oh, Judas cradle.
Yeah, so I am sorry, but I'm kind of not sorry because I find this stuff interesting.
It is very interesting.
It's just I just find it bizarre that that's just normal, and torture's normal now, I suppose, but it's not the same, is it?
No.
Like our method.
I don't think it's normal now.
It's not. No. It's not normal.
It happens, but it's not normal.
It's not normal, but maybe the methods are a little bit less barbaric. Maybe.
Yeah.
So, but that's about it. I'm going to end right there because I think we've had enough.
Okay. Well, thanks, Beef. I think.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was a really good episode.
Do you want a listener of the week?
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah.
This week, I'm going to give it to a regular listener, Kat Waters.
Hi, Kat.
So she posted something. I don't know if you guys saw this. After the dinosaurs episode went up, there's a comment on that post, and I just really enjoyed this story. She said basically, when she was a kid, she wanted to watch Jurassic Park. I'm paraphrasing here. I'm going to get it up while I talk. But she wanted to watch Jurassic Park, but her parents thought it was too scary, kind of how we talked about on the episode. And so her parents made a sort of like director's cut version of Jurassic Park.
No way.
So the way she described it on here, I've got it up now. Their edit basically started with the bit of the dig site, the helicopter ride, and then all the nice bits where they meet the friendly animals and watch the movie of Mr. DNA. Then they get back on the helicopter and go home. Apparently, as a three-year-old, I turned to my parents and said, "They had a lovely day out." My mind was blown when I saw the actual film years later.
That's amazing. I'm guessing it didn't include the toilet scene and the the director's cut.
No.
That would be great in amongst that.
Just one cut of a guy on the toilet.
That toilet one still scarred me today.
So there we go. Yeah, I love that story. So thanks so much, Kat.
Listener of the week.
Yeah, that is great. I want to see that version, though, now.
Oh, yeah, it sounds really lovely.
Yeah. Just, like, the lovely version of it,
The worst thing that happens in that is, like, the Triceratops has a bad tummy.
Yeah, exactly. And Dr. Malcolm comes in and goes, "That is one big pile of shit."
No, that's too rude. That gets cut.
Just leave it in.
So, anyway, if you want to send us any fun stories about anything related to the show, you can do so on any of our social media accounts, which you can find links to on the website, weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. Aside from links to that, there's also links to places you can buy Weird Tales merch. There's ways you can support the show monetarily. There are links. There's a blog on that website with all the links to the videos and things and pictures of everything we talk about in every episode, including this one. You can contact us on there. If you've got any music to send our way, send that as well. We like playing listeners' music on the outro. And I feel like I did that outro stuff really quick. Is that everything?
It is everything.
Yeah.
Wow, smashing it. Send us a rating and reviews on iTunes. That's the other one. Ratings and reviews on iTunes. Really helpful.
Yes.
If you can be bothered to look. The annoying thing about that is you have to do it on your computer. So people don't normally listen to podcasts on their computer. If you can be bothered to log into iTunes on your computer and leave a rating and review, it's really appreciated. I know it's effort, but it helps us out.
No, it really does.
And I think we're done. Oh, outro music this week is the song AKA by Superpowers. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Well, thanks for bearing with that, guys. I know that was a bit of a slog towards the end.
I mean, it was good, but yeah, it was painful.
Yeah, well, not as painful as the, whatever, Judas Cradle.
Yeah.
Anyway, do I need to do like an outro bit?
If you want.
I mean, there's no pun there, really, I don't think.
Until next time, don't stop honking on Bobo.
Yeah, see you later.
See you later, guys. Love
bye.
You lots.
Bye-bye,
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 bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Yeah,
Daniel Stewart's.
I do think I haven't just. He's such an idiot.
I can't even leave it in because everyone is like, "Who's Daniel Stewart?"
Oh god! Daniel Stewart's.
That's ridiculous. What a tedious link. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine having to explain that.
Talking to the stewards. Daniel Stewart.
Sure, sir. Like, who?
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.